Welcome back, Jody Jenkins, the golf guy on the Golf Radio Network, joined by our fitness consultant, Jason Saprika. It's nice to see you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's to you, Jody. I know that you'll have a pretty hot date after the show tonight. And be able to talk about all your golf experience. I'm sure bore somebody to death. But
and what are your Valentine's plans?
I'm actually working, so my lovely wife and I are both working tonight, so we'll get to share some quality time together training some young teenage athletes. So.
All right, a lot of interesting stuff this past weekend, Pebble Beach Pro-Am, and I know you and I were discussing a segment that I didn't get to see, but I was aware of Vijay Singh had a portion with his trainer. They did a little bit on his fitness level and what he's doing to get conditioned, and I actually mentioned to our swing coach, Greg Seemungle, that Vijay was looking in top-notch form this year, and his shape has seemed to change dramatically. Now, you had a chance to take a look at that segment, or you heard about it, and what are some of your thoughts from things like that on the PGA Tour?
Well, one of the Monday morning feedback from different clients that I train over time, we talk about different programs that we're on, and one particular client I have follows the golf pretty closely, and he asked me if I had seen the segment on Vijay with his personal trainer, and I didn't, but he kind of gave me a full rundown on some of the things that he is doing, and I think it's quite exciting from a perspective of, you know, the way we look at things as a personal trainer, because the segment was really focused on him doing workouts on the beach, and there were a number of things that he was doing, running in the water, throwing heavy medicine balls in a golf swing kind of motion, and I'm sure that there were a lot of people watching that segment that may have said, what has that got to do with golf? But I think from Vijay's perspective is that it's just a matter of increasing your fitness level, which we talked about in one of our first segments here, is that just focus on regular fitness. Don't get so specific on golf too early. The other thing to think of is that you're just really, the whole idea is to increase your overall fitness level in a number of different ways, through cardiovascular work, through strength work, and I really think that's probably his focus right now. Is he has a trainer that travels with him all the time, who looks after him and trains him up to twice a day when there's time to, and I think the focus probably there is just get fit. It's not necessarily all golf specific, but it's just a matter of let's get fit, and we all know that training 300 days of the year can be a little bit monotonous, so I'm sure the job of his trainer is to make things as exciting as possible and give him challenges that he hasn't seen before. But I think it's just fantastic, and you're going to see more and more guys incorporate personal fitness trainers to stay with them, no different than they would have their caddy with them all the time. So I guess the business to get into would be the caddy and the fitness guy, and then you could maximize two efforts there. But I think it's great to see.
Absolutely, and you made mention about how being conditioned properly and being healthy probably just adds to the overall game of golf. I mean, that's just one of the bonuses.
You know, and I think the big thing that people have to remember is that the more fit your body is, I really believe the more fit your mind is. And these guys deal with so much pressure day in and day out, and particularly on a Sunday, you deal with tons of pressure. And, you know, if you can get through that whole fitness level and really focus on not having to worry about being fatigued late in the day, the mind is going to be so much fresher. And that's when we know that a lot of tournaments are won or late in rounds, when you're just more fresh than the next guy.
Jason Saprika, our fitness consultant, joining us on Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy. Don't forget to check us out online at jjthegolfguy.com. Now, it's fitting you're sitting on a stability ball while we talk right now, and this week's tip has to do with
balance. We talked about last week the difference between strength in the weight room and strength as it pertains to golf, and the focus last week was to lengthen before you strengthen, so we were talking about flexibility training. The next element you really want to focus on is adding some balance into your fitness program. That can be as simple as using a stability ball as a bench instead of using a standard bench. Any exercises you're doing in the standing position, you maybe elevate one leg and just load up one leg and focus on using the strength of one leg. Balance training has evolved so much in the last 4 or 5 years, just from the equipment that is available to you. We have Bosu balls that are what we know as a half stability ball. We have foam rollers. We have small discs, large discs. There's a number of different things that you can do to incorporate the balance. But those are some of the things that, you know, obviously you might want to incorporate into your program, but using somebody to show you how to do them properly. The one thing you have to remember about the balance element is that as soon as you start to, whether it's use one leg or use a ball, it can affect your posture. We know we don't want to be working out in poor posture, and posture is an incredible importance to the golf swing. So, making sure you're doing things properly is really key. But add that balance element as the tip for the week.
Now, Jason, I know this might be putting you on the spot, but is there something simple you can show me right now?
Well, as you mentioned before, I'm sitting on the stability ball, and with both feet on the ground, life is pretty easy. If I were to do a simple thing like take a bicep curl, for example, and just elevate my right leg, I have to focus on stabilizing the left side of my body, or my obliques on the left side, which we know are an integral part in the rotation of your golf swing. So now I'm working on balancing from side to side. The ball starts to move out from underneath me, and I haven't even started moving my arms yet. Now when I start to move my arms in an upward direction, it's going to change the balance element as well.
You do a bicep curl with both feet off the ground on a stability ball?
I haven't mastered that, but you know what? I do have some athletes, particularly to jump out of sports. I have a couple of goalies that always seem to be the best ones with balance, probably because they really focus on flexibility. So they have nice long muscles, mm-hmm. and they're able to do that. I have a couple guys that can kneel on this ball and do both bicep curls, shoulder presses. A couple of guys, one particular goalie who plays for the Toronto Maple Leafs, who can stand on the ball and actually do a squat on it.
So, no way.
It's some pretty incredible things that you can work on, but you're really focusing on all of those small muscle groups when you have to incorporate balance. And I think that's where you really start to generate the power, is by incorporating those small muscle groups instead of just focusing on large muscle groups. And when you add that balance element, and it really triggers the small muscles.
So there you go, the tip for the week: incorporate balance into your program. Jason Saprica, our fitness consultant, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Jody.
And we look forward to more next week. It's Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy, on the Golf Radio Network.
Brent has a hard time with anything that isn't sports.
What's the score? I can't tell who's winning.
Brent, it's Shakespeare in the Park. Nobody wins.
You got that right.
That's why Brent likes it at Boston Pizza, because he can relax, watch whatever game, and always get exactly what's going on. Unlike some other places.
Offside! Totally offside!
The word is objection, Mr. Hawes.
Right, objection. What'd I say?
Boston Pizza. You're among friends.
Take a listen to this line from MicroAge President Tom Fleming. When you deal with MicroAge, we take all the worry and problems out of your computer systems. Isn't that a relief? I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes dealing with computers can be frustrating work, but not when you put it in the hands of MicroAge. They cover it all, from computer sales to IT consulting, right through to project management. Their approach is to deal with you and meet your exact needs. They want you to succeed, and they will use their energy and talent to make sure you get there. MicroAge has been in business since 1984, specializing in bringing IT solutions to the business community with the best and accredited professionals in the region. MicroAge in Belleville and Kingston. Computer solutions have never been so clear.